I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. There's nothing quite like an out of catfishing on a lonely riverbank in West Virginia. When we return, we'll talk about the late summer cats coming up right after this.
In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
When the sun goes down, the cats of West Virginia's lakes and streams go on the prowl in the lazy and hot days of summer.
Yeah, it's pretty warm this time of year, and I guess it's why the good Lord made catfish bite at night a lot. Give us a chance to go fishing in the dark where it's cool.
That's DNR fisheries biologist Mark Scott out of the Beckley office, who says there are several varieties of catfish in West Virginia that you might encounter on any given night.
We've got channel cats, flatheads, which most people around here in southern West Virginia call the mud cats. Then you've got blue cats, which, contrary to some, aren't in New River. And there's other catfish that are still pretty edible, the bullheads. They're good to eat, but they don't get near as big.
Certainly a lot of folks consider the stinkier the bait to catfish, the better. Well, that does work if you're fishing for channel cats, which many consider the more desirable one for table fare. Scott finds that ironic when you consider the feeding patterns of these two notable species.
Channel cats, yeah, that's the one most people prefer to eat, but really a channel cat will eat pretty much anything, whereas a flathead, which a lot of people call mud cat, some people don't like to eat them, say it tastes muddy or whatever, they pretty much only eat live fish or fresh dead, you know, something like a fresh dead crawfish or cut shad or something fairly fresh. But, you know, a lot of people that want to eat flatheads really, really like flatheads.
As for the blue catfish, you're likely only to find those on the Kanawha and Ohio rivers, where the DNR has been working to reintroduce their numbers in recent years. Typically, there are a number of tactics to find the catfish. Most like to just throw in with a heavy weight and wait for a bite. But Scott says he prefers to work a little for that success and says many will use a light as an attractor.
They're going to be where the food is. So if my light draws in all the shad, then, you know, the predators are going to follow shortly. So, you know, I would assume you probably catch different fish in different zones. You know, for the predators, you go mostly to the edges of the light. It's more of an ambush site, I would think, you know, where the bait are in the light and the predators hang back in the dark right on the edge and pop them as they come near.
Now, one piece of advice, you plan on using that tactic, keep that light away from you and out in the water. It not only attracts bait fish, it also attracts bugs. And they'll eat you alive this time of the year. Don't let the summer slip by without wetting a line for a few catfish in the waters of West Virginia this month. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.